to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, and it would be nice if I turned the damn air on. There we go. Once again, we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, The Roku, and a million other platforms. All right. So, we're live. It's another Tuesday night. Tony C. I'm going to try to add Tony C to this. To this nonsense. Mr. C. Hold on. Add to the group. Add to the group. There we go. Let's see if he picks up. All right. Anyways, it's another Tuesday night here on Rant EM Radio. Tuesday night, May 23rd, 2017. Episode 502 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant EM Radio, as I said all that already. I am Double A, being joined by Dr. Doom.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, my God. We have got some technical difficulties again, only because we haven't worked out how to get this audio to work again. So, there's no drops, no music, no nothing. Hopefully, this weekend, with the long weekend, I'll be able to work out all these kinks. I got some of it working. At least now there's no static, like last week. So, I got that out of the way, which is good. But yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you know, this is all this back and forth is affecting the listeners. My goodness, the listeners are just dropping like flies lately. Tony C, call in. Tony C? Unplug it, Tony C. Or plug it back in.
Skype.
It says he's... There we go. I heard it. I heard
Tony. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear us?
I know what you're thinking. I was getting my Pujami chicken dip here.
Now, what you missed before coming on the air, Dr. Doom said he prepared by getting a Slurpee.
I got me some Pujami chicken wings from 7-Eleven.
Now, I wish I could play the audio of this on the air, but I can't. Because, well, the air would hear it, but you guys on Skype wouldn't hear it. So.
Yes.
But I'll figure this out. I'll get it working. No fret. I'll get it working. Anyways. It's another Tuesday night. We're live here on Rant EM Radio. How is everybody doing? Tony C. Oh, the pirate.
Great. Ooh. Firework. No, I'm
sorry. And I love the ones in the air, let me tell you.
In a long time.
Oh, there we go. WWE really is going all out. That's probably Jinder's first experience with pyro.
Right. He's seen that pyro since Goldberg won a title song.
Nope. That, and we haven't seen it since JBL debuted on Raw.
There it is.
Oh, man. So, how is everybody doing? Tony C.
We're doing peachy.
Are doing swimmingly well?
Awesome.
Well, that's good.
I've had a crazy day today.
Oh, yeah? What happened with you, Dr. Doom?
I found a crack pipe at work today.
You found a crack pipe at work, huh? That's normal fare in South Florida.
Yeah, it was funny.
Did you look at it and start laughing? I mean,
I work with law enforcement, so the place where I found it at, it made you scratch your head. How did they get it in there to hide it away from the police?
Okay.
So you know, like on the back of the new police cruisers. It's like a solid seat, so there's no seams or nothing, but somehow, some way a crackhead could hide a crack pipe. So it's just, I'm still.
You work for the Suffolk Police Department or something?
Nah, Norfolk.
Oh, you work over in Norfolk? Let me guess where you found this crack pipe at. Probably off 34th Street somewhere, one of them, Street.
Nah, it was in a back of a vehicle. I had to rerun a cable. You know, yeah, I had to pull the seat up, and that's when I found it.
Oh, okay. So you work in Norfolk?
Yeah.
He works in Norfolk, lives in Richmond, traverses. I don't know.
You live in Suffolk, don't you?
Yeah, I live in Suffolk.
I can't stand Richmond. You can't stand Richmond, Virginia.
How far do you work from the scope?
It's right down the street. I'm at from my little spot at. I actually find out I get free tickets and stuff. I just talk to a dude.
Down there by MacArthur Mall?
Yeah.
Nah, there's Popeyes down there, right? That Popeyes still down there?
Yep.
That's the one that ran out of chicken. Oh. That damn 8 for $4.99. I was living. I had to drive all the way to damn Virginia Beach to get some damn chicken.
Hey, that's a rough. Man, that's hell. A rough Popeyes right there, boy. And you know that corner, like if I forgot where it'd be like the Muslim dudes be out there all the time selling bean pies and incense. It'd be like 130 degrees outside. He got a full suit.
Nothing like bean pies. You know the intersection
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's by the mall.
Yep.
That intersection right there when you're leaving the mall, that parking garage, because the Popeyes is right there on there when you make a right.
Yep.
Off Collie, I think it is.
He's still there.
Oh, man. I bet they ain't never run that damn special again. Black ass run out of chicken. Making me drive all the way down.
Oh, it's a video of Brawl in Maryland that they fighting over chicken, man. I don't know what's going on nowadays, man.
Hey, man. When it come to yard bird, ain't no links you'll go.
Exactly.
Especially up that way.
You fight about whatever.
You ever go to Feather and Fin up there in Norfolk Way?
Yep. I had that like
double A.
Yeah.
It's this place called Feather and Fin up there in Virginia. And they got they sell boxes of chicken and biscuits and rolls. Oh, man, and fries. It'll make Surfer eye twinkle. For a great low price, too.
That's why he's not here. I know a
spot you get a 20-piece for $10, dog. That's
why he's not here. He went to go pick some up.
Wait a minute. I might be going up. I might be coming up your way in November. What spot is this you talking about now?
Chickasee.
Oh, you talking about the one over there off Todd's Lane?
Yep.
Oh, man, Double A.
The one that's in the church?
Yeah, Double A. Uh-huh. This is place called Chickasee in VA. It's in the Hampton area.
It's in the church.
It looked like a church, but it's a restaurant. They make chicken sandwiches and fish sandwiches.
Oh, that
chicken meals, man. I'm telling you.
So you're gonna
You'll never know it's a food spot.
You're gonna go pull up with the DX,
Express
tank. The DX tank.
Yep.
Since it's right outside of Hampton.
Right across the bridge.
Yeah, Hampton. Exactly. It's right down the street from the Hampton.
Hampton Roads Coliseum.
Yeah. Hampton Roads Coliseum. Yeah. Oh, Doom, you taking me back, man. I got a little chick I used to deal with. My grandma live over there.
Look at that. Tony C's going to.
7-Eleven.
Before you know it, Tony C's going to start sucking his fingers on the air, and he doesn't even have any chicken.
It's a 7-Eleven. It's a Jinder Mahal store right there on the corner. 7-Eleven.
A bunch of them.
Oh, man. Dude, all in my hanging spots, man.
In the old days, though, you got a hanging spots here locally, you know, and then.
Yeah, but I'm talking about my old up north spots, pockets. Yeah.
I got a very good. Not to go off a tangent here. As you can see, they got an ad here on SmackDown that next week SmackDown is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Phillips Arena.
Uh-oh.
Is it me, or is it lately that SmackDown has been in the big towns and Raw has been? Because last night Raw was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. at the Van Andel Arena.
They need to go to the Omni. That's what they.
The Omni doesn't exist anymore.
The Omni ain't there no more.
Oh man.
That's why the Phillips Arena is now.
Speaking of WCW, I know it's a little early for wrestling talk, but did you hear what X-Pac had to say about Sting?
No.
Oh man.
Why would you pay X-Pac?
It came on a thing. He talking about Sting didn't know what he was doing in WCW. I mean, it was to the
Who
point,
the
man.
Who the hell is Sean Waltman that he was in WCW for a cup of coffee?
And talk about Sting. I know he... The guy who ain't never main evented anything in his life.
Well, he main evented one pay-per-view, but still. No, two pay-per-views.
Did he main event Capital Carnage against The Rock or something?
Well, maybe that's in the WWE, but not in WCW.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about WCW.
He main evented two pay-per-views in WCW, and that was it.
Oh, was it a six-man tag?
He main evented Slamboree and Fall Brawl.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I don't count that as main event.
You don't count being in the War Games as being in the main event.
Nah, that's tagging alone. He won't
be riding coattail.
Yep, he hitting the damn, you know.
But whose coattails was he riding? Considering that Hogan was on neither pay per view.
The Click. He's been a Click. WCW and W, yeah. He just been the dude that was with the guys, you know what I'm saying? Nobody looked at X-Pac as a draw.
Listen.
Nobody bought a pay-per-view because Sean Waltman was on it. Yeah.
I will attest to that.
He said it was something in there he's talking about, you know, only matches he had was Flair. I was like, man, he did too many drugs, you know. He forgot Great Muta, Vader, Rick Rude. You know, Sting had a lot of great matches in WCW, man.
He just is...
On drugs.
He's on drugs because, you know, he's pushing that heroin.
Yep.
And still, he's bitter because he was only there for a year and he got fired.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me break some news right here, AA. I'm watching this damn. LeBron James got four fouls in the first half, man.
Is he? Oh, they get
this game. Somebody on the tape.
Yeah, it would explain why there's nobody listening to the show tonight. Yeah, the listeners have dropped off, man.
No, you called it right, Tony C. They're LeBron James. It's going seven games, man.
Man, I told Mr. you. Man must have picked up the damn book and said, "Hey, I got something to tell y'all."
What I tell y'all back 2 weeks ago? Ever since James Harden, the Monstars is real, dog. They is draining these dudes' powers, man. Because
now we got to play that song from
High, hit him high,
hit him high, hit him low.
You know they played that at the game too.
I know, and they lost.
Yep,
Sunday. I just had to break this news, AA. I ain't never seen nothing like this before in my basketball watching life.
Well, WWE's
a star player have four fouls.
Where's that game? Where is it? In Cleveland or in?
It's in Cleveland.
WWE's up the road, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Damn.
JJ Barrera
playing?
WWE's in Toledo, so I don't know. Oh, man.
Hey, LeBron, referees, I need you to take them out.
I want to
go ahead.
We're talking about a lot of different things here, but And I assure everybody that's listening to the show, I'm going to have the drop situation fixed by next week. We'll be able to start playing music and things like that. At least this week, there's no static as there was last week. That's important.
You got to bear with us. We moved into a new building.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't tell me. Wait a minute. Don't tell me Mike Chioda's getting some Vince. He's getting talked to by McMahon.
Which Vince? Oh, Shane or Vince?
He just got on the headset and was just told. Oh. Let's. Okay, so Greg Hamilton just announced that the next contest is for the tag team titles.
Somebody getting screwed.
So.
Somebody on that day one is H. I like this little gimmick for Fandango and Breeze Tyler.
Yeah.
Gives them something to do.
Yeah.
So they can play cops. They play cops better than Law and Order SVU.
Mm-hmm.
They know Cena, Rock, SVU though.
Why don't they do this for Raw?
Cause
they do it sometimes. The commercial inside the commercial.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they do it from time. They don't do it that much though. Double A. I think they do it like once, maybe twice.
Well, you know they're so busy on having those 30-minute long promos every starting the Raw.
And making getting everybody in an angle in the tag team match.
Wow.
Yep. They didn't used to do that back in the day much, yo. That's just lazy ass booking.
They actually will let jobbers fight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then explain why this person building up to this momentum to their match. You know what I'm saying?
At least have them do some backstage brawls if they going to, you know, be feuding or something, you know. But y'all, they can't, huh?
I can't wait to see Brock next month. I mean, in 2 months. Great. matter of fact, he is out right now defending his title on the Chitlin circuit. So there you go.
Speaking of that, okay. Speaking of Chitlin. So
he is defending his title.
I have never in my life seen somebody actually buy Chitlins.
Oh, you got to come.
Wait a minute. I know that they sell them in the store. Wait a minute. I know they sell them in the store. I've seen them in the store, but I've actually never seen somebody go and actually pick them up at the store and buy them.
They're in like a bucket.
Until this past weekend.
Uh-oh. You saw somebody with a bucket of chitlins?
I did. They were inspecting the bucket, and they weren't sure which bucket to pick up. You know, in that white bucket.
In that all white bucket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't it get a red top?
The letters are red, but the bucket is all white.
The letters red.
And I've never in my life seen somebody actually, you know, like, let me see if these chitlins are good. And you know, buy a chitlin. I was like, oh, shit. I got to tell Tony C this. So yeah.
Gotta love the chitlins, man.
Oh, man.
With some rice double A and some hot sauce.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Nothing. It'll change your life.
You like chitlins?
I don't mess with
chitlins. I'm from the South, man.
But
I'm from the South.
But when was the
I eat all the other part of the pig. I don't mess with chitlins,
When was the last time you had chitlins, Tony C?
It's been about a year.
Yeah, so you
they come out around holiday season, you know. Some people have.
Well, it's Memorial Day is on Monday, so you know we're
I'm talking about
with,
like Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like that great Christmas meal of turkey, stuffing, and chitlins.
Well, listen, when I was up in Dunes, neck of the woods, I got introduced to freaking deer.
Okay, deer is one
holiday.
Thing, but yeah. Chitterlings.
Chitlins. Yep, you gotta say it, chitlins.
I know it's chitlins, but still.
Chitterling.
It's spelled chitterling.
Chitterling.
The R is silent.
In the hood, we call them chitlins.
I know that. And listen.
But
I call them
luton parts.
I call them chitlins too, but it's chitterlings.
Chitterling.
Hey, I got another one where y'all got spelling this. They got a shrimp restaurant spelled scrimp. I couldn't believe it, man.
Where
at? At the Nuba News over there by New Market.
Oh, in the back, by, like past right that by, mall.
Yeah, right by
Patrick Henry Mall. Past Patrick Henry Mall.
Not Patrick Henry Mall. When you go to James River Bridge.
Oh, like you're going towards you're going towards the bridge in Smithfield.
Okay, now
that way, right?
Yeah, that area.
WWE just proved my point. They just showed the upcoming events. Next Monday night, Raw is in Greenville, South Carolina. But SmackDown is in Atlanta. Is Raw now going to the small cities now?
They're going to WCW circuit.
They can't go to the big cities. You know they're gonna shit all over Roman Reigns.
Who knows? The following Monday they're gonna be, Raw will be in Macon, Georgia, while SmackDown's in Tampa.
Yeah. Dude just got your conspiracy theory right there. Because them bulls was mighty under how they normally was.
Well, I don't know. They don't process Roman.
Raw going to be in Fargo, South Dakota.
Oh, Sturgis.
Yep. They're going to be in Sturgis in August.
They're going to go to Birmingham, to the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, however. Whatever that arena used to be that they go to all the time. Oh, man. All right. Well, so, yeah. That was my big thing. That was my big thing. I actually saw somebody buy a bucket of chitlins. So,
Got a little chitlins.
Because I went to one of these... it's not an ethnic market. But they specialize in ethnic products.
Ethnic products.
It is a normal supermarket, but they're very heavy on the ethnic products. So you can get like Jamaican products, Chinese products,
Dominican,
Peruvian, Puerto Rican, things like that. And of course, I guess Southern would be considered an ethnic diatribe or dialect. So, I've seen buckets of chitlins in a regular supermarket, but still, I saw this woman she was inspecting the chitlins, and she just put that bucket in the shopping cart right next to the gallon of milk. And ironically, that's where the chitlins were.
Yeah, you get the chitlins and your milk in the same department.
Chitlins were in the dairy section. Next to the bacon and the bologna and all that crap.
Was Randy Orton on SmackDown tonight?
Not yet. Not yet. Still early, Tony C. Got 37 minutes left to go. Oh, man, oh, man.
Oh, and by the way, AA, did I tell you I watched Three Ninjas on that mountain with Hollywood Hogan in it? That came on this weekend.
Three Ninjas Thunder Mountain or something like that?
Yep. I was perusing my TV and all I see was this damn, and he had that hair from Halloween Havoc.
Yeah.
Straight. Oh my God.
That's with Hollywood Hogan and Lonnie Anderson.
That's right.
God damn.
The hair that was gone by 5 minutes in to the match pipe. I mean, with Macho
Savage,
Man.
Savage, yeah.
Loved it.
Oh, man.
Men on Film should review that movie.
Oh, man. All right. So I guess we need to talk some
In Double A, I got a bone to pick with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't with more and then show up to our celebration.
Yep. You know what? I was.
Sunday night.
Let me tell you what happened on Sunday. So I was scheduled to do the coverage on Sunday. But something came up and I couldn't do it. And I said I might call into the post show. Well, I watched Backlash But the main event, I didn't pay close attention to. I kind of dozed off, but I did wake up when I heard, "Oh my God!" And sure enough, Jinder Mahal was the champion. So, but yeah, I was a little out of it, and that's why I didn't call into the post show. But we'll be doing the coverage for Extreme Rules and Great Balls of Fire and all that.
So disrespectful.
But
Double A, you disrespected a new World Wrestling Federation champion like that.
Yep.
You and William Morgan were nowhere to be found. You were there for the pre-show, but when the brown man won the title,
it's trying you to guys keep him down. Out.
Listen, help. I don't have to justify my my absence to anybody.
Seems a little sketchy.
Listen, I'm not Virgil. Okay?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm not Virgil. Virgil making the rounds this week, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Man, he's just trying to get a check.
Let me tell you something. WWE is saying that Jinder Mahal is the 50th WWE champion.
50th.
But depending on, depending on what lists you look at, he is either the 50th or the 51st.
Oh, because of Jericho's...
no, not because of Jericho. It never happened. Because they are including here that Antonio Inoki had one of those phantom
title
changes. And Chris Jericho, by the way, regardless of whether you count Chris Jericho's first title run, he still was champion because remember he won the title at Vengeance in 2001.
So, we're
not talking about individual reigns. We're talking about single individuals. So there have been.
Oh, okay. I thought it was reigns. No. I was about to say.
Jinder Mahal is the 50th person to be the WWE champion, according to WWE. But there's conflicting reports because Antonio Inoki has a phantom championship reign that lasted 6 days. Huh?
Want me to tell you the sad note?
What?
There is no black champion up there?
On this list? Let me see here. The Rock.
Got a couple brown ones up there.
The Rock would be the closest, I guess.
No, he's Samoan.
Well, he's half black. Let me see here. You're right. You're right. There's a couple of Mexicans on here. There's a Puerto Rican. Three Mexicans, a Puerto Rican, a couple of Samoans. And that's about it. A couple of Italians.
They count Rey Mysterio hour and a half?
Yes, they did.
What about old boy that won in that match for five minutes?
No, that doesn't count.
He won it.
Oh, Brian Kendrick?
Doesn't count. He doesn't. They don't officially recognize him.
Oh, that's so disrespectful because he's damn sure Brian Kendrick was the World Wrestling Federation champion.
I mean, if you count somebody that won Money in the Bank, that won the championship and then losing the Money in the Bank, you should count him.
I don't know, but I don't know. Anyways,
and then, just to let everybody know, I'm no longer saying WWE champion. Everybody is the World Wrestling Federation champion. That sounds better. So sue me, Vince, if you're listening. Or World Wildlife Federation.
The World Wildlife Fund.
They're going to send you some pandas after you keep on.
Exactly. They're going to send those pandas to come and attack
you. Only they'll send the sexual harassment.
They don't. If you've ever seen those commercials, they never say World Wildlife Fund. They say the WWF. Was trying to raise money to save the the pandas in the wild and this and that. They really play the initials WWF.
They're really rubbing it in the Vince.
I never in my life until that happened, I never heard of the World Wildlife Fund, and I never saw a commercial for the World Wildlife Fund until they got control of those letters. Now, of course, they don't have control of the letters anymore. in the context of that WWE is allowed to use their archived footage. They're allowed to say WWF now, and they don't have to blur anything, but still.
That was a travesty back in the day.
The only thing that I don't understand why...
Yeah, blurring killed me.
The only
or they used to bleep it out.
Yeah. No, they'd say World Wrestling Federation. That is okay, but they couldn't say WWF. But the thing is that I don't understand why now. If you go and you look at some old WWF stuff, like let's say WWE decided that they're going to post an old episode of Superstars. Well, it's Superstars of Wrestling, and for some reason they blur out the name of wrestling. I don't understand that.
What the hell?
So it's just WWF Superstars. I don't know. Whatever. I don't question it because, you know, I don't question it too much because we don't have, you know, too much footage from the original WWE Superstars. Anyways. Oh, where do we begin? Where do we begin? Where do we begin? I guess we'll start with light news. We found out today that WWE has decided to name this one. I was left scratching my head about. WWE is naming their women's tournament in July the Mae Young Classic.
They should have called it Mae Young Invitational.
Well, it's not even that.
They're going to use Mae Young.
Is it really word that Mae Young, you know, was the one that gets the name on the tournament? I mean, what the hell happened? What the hell happened to Moolah, who held that damn title for 30-something years? 28 years she was champion.
My question is the winner going to get powerbombed off the stage by the Dudley Boys?
By Bubba Ray Dudley? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. The tournament to take place July 13th and 14th from Full Sail University. That's a Thursday and Friday for those of you that are keeping track. So
is Money in the Bank in June too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
It's at the end of the month.
Damn, these pay-per-views are coming.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I speak highly of Haribo, you know, because we love Haribo gummies on this show. It's more specifically the Haribo gummy bears. And I got my hands on some Haribo sour sketty. You know, the little sour strings, which are good. But you need to go to your local Walgreens because apparently there is a limited edition Haribo gummy bears. And I guess it's just in time for summer break and the summer picnics because you can get your all watermelon gummy bears.
What, the Brick House Brown package?
The Brick House Brown package. The whole package is watermelon flavored gummy bears.
Oh, boy.
Brought
Rob Parker face.
Colonel Rob Parker.
Exactly.
Colonel Rob Parker presents this watermelon string.
Presented by the Stud Stable.
Oh
my God.
Let me see here. I'm just scanning through some of the news. Well, if you didn't watch NXT TakeOver Chicago, you missed one hell of a show. It was a damn good show. And the ending was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. The turn of Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Oh! This is why you don't leave a wrestling event at the end of the main event, folks, okay? Because you never know what's going to happen.
So was it a hot tag?
It was. What happened was, so the match ended, right? They kept showing replays and replays. And they were walking, and just Ciampa just threw Gargano into the stage, beat the holy hell out of him, and then did a, not a Death Valley driver, but like a modified Death Valley driver off the announce table, which was in the Raw position, onto a, you know, thing of tables down on the floor. And it was such a great heel turn that, you know, I was hooked. And so was the fans in Chicago on Saturday night. WWE is in a little bit of a quagmire. Now, for those of you that don't know, last night there was a terrorist attack that took place outside the Manchester Arena in Manchester, England, where 25 people were killed after an explosive went off during an Ariana Grande concert. Here's the quagmire the WWE is in. They were scheduled to have an NXT live event from Manchester, England in 2 weeks, and now they are second guessing whether or not they should have the show or not. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a tough thing to decide. I mean, it was a horrible. It's a horrible thing to what happened, and you know, my thoughts go to everybody that was affected by that, and let alone at an Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus H. Christmas, you know. I don't know. WWE's in a very precarious situation there because. You're right. I probably wouldn't do it either. I would say just screw it. It's not worth it. It's not because it's not.
It's still kind of hot.
It's just that the arena's hot. I think you got to go just, you know, I would avoid. But then you could also say, well, us bailing out of the show would be like.
I'm talking about safety and security.
Yeah, but you would think that after that, security would be beefed up.
True, but I wouldn't risk it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they got to probably do investigation. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff in 2 weeks. They might close the venue down.
Who knows? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Tony C went to go. It looks like this. Tony C went to go take a constitutional. I don't know. But he stepped away for a second. Damn, I love these little things, but they're getting stuck in my throat. Hold on. Man, hold on. I've been having some issues swallowing here the last couple days. And I don't mean that in a dirty way, but still.
Is the Elder Statesman watching Baywatch tonight?
I think so. That's why he's not here. There we go. Yeah, he's going to come on here at the 10 o'clock hour probably and start hawking what a great movie that is. It looks like a terrible movie. Terrible.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't do Zac Efron, man.
I don't have a problem with Zac Efron. I think I got a problem with The Rock.
Uh-oh, he about to call in.
Yeah, Jesus. Especially after The Rock was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. And apparently that episode was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't watch. They're losing all the cast members.
Uh-huh. That happens every so often, though. Yeah. All right. So, Rebby Sky. I don't like her. I don't think I ever will like her.
Here's Didn't one. She like screw somebody over money?
She was not a sugar mama, but she was a
gold digger.
She was a gold digger, and she was on TV as a gold digger.
Oh well.
Rebby Sky. For those of you that don't know, Rebby Sky. Rebby Sky was first brought to everybody's attention via the great MTV reality show True Life. And I think her episode was entitled I'm Dating a Sugar Daddy or something like that. And she was a young at the time, maybe in her early 20s. And she was dating a guy like probably pushing 60. And he paid for everything. And I don't think she was doing him any favors if you catch my drift, you know. And that was the focus of the episode. That she basically was a gold digger.
How did she get into wrestling?
I have no clue how she got into wrestling. But she got into wrestling and met Matt Hardy, and the rest is history. Yeah. But I have no clue how Rebby Sky got into wrestling. None at all. And the few things that I've seen Rebby Sky in were terrible. I remember one time, probably about 5 years ago, I went on a tirade because Rebby Sky was in the front position on a promotional poster where there was a whole bunch of legends behind her. You know, like Superstar Billy Graham and Jake the Snake Roberts and all these people. And Rebby was front and center in the poster. I'm like, who the hell is Rebby Sky to be front and center on a poster like this? You know. Anyways.
Yeah,
Well, welcome back, Tony. Mm-hmm. See? But my issue with Rebby Sky this week was, so Rebby apparently is the jealous type and is monitoring everything that Matt Hardy does. Makes sense why.
Oh, she don't trust Matt Hardy?
I guess not. I guess that's why Matt's been with her this whole time, because, you know, she's nuts. So Rebby apparently saw a notification that Matt got on his phone that somebody by the Twitter handle @gorgeous followed Matt, and Rebby was about to go nuclear and track this person down and kick her ass. It wasn't until Rebby did a little sleuthing that she found out that it was Tyler Breeze.
You big dummy.
Yeah, Rebby, I don't like you very much, and I don't think I ever will like you very much. You know? There's a portly gentleman. There's a portly fella.
Stay out your main phone.
Exactly. There's a portly fella who used to hang around here. He got into a Twitter war with Rebby, and Rebby, you know, she can't keep her mouth shut. She fights with everybody. You know, she fights with the fans, she'll fight with the wrestlers, she fights with the promotions. And she acts like, she talks and she acts as if she's been in the business for 30 years.
Isn't that why Awesome Kong was going to whoop her ass?
It wouldn't surprise me. Awesome Kong is another one that I don't have any respect for. But Rebby Sky, she talks as if she was Bret Hart. You know how Bret talks, and Bret's very bitter, and Bret says a lot of disparaging things?
Yeah.
She talks as if she was, like, on Bret's level. Even if Bret talks bad, doesn't mean that it's right, but Bret has the luxury of being able to talk bad.
Which Bret is this? 97 Bret?
We're talking senior citizen Bret.
Oh, it was 97 Bret.
Jean
shorts and gray hair Bret.
Oh, now call people a bunch of homos.
You know what? Hey, that I don't think that Bret is too far off from the old Bret. Let me tell you.
Exactly. So, What's the difference?
Because I think that those two Bretts are also no different from the Bret that cut that El Dandy promo. So.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Roger Moore dead?
Yeah, he died this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yeah. Watch Live and Let Die this weekend, man. You be all right.
Let me see. Roger Moore died. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden committed suicide.
Yeah, I heard about that. He committed suicide.
And there was somebody else that died. I forgot who already. But yeah.
James, he was the first James Bond, right?
Sean Connery was the first one.
Okay, he was second.
He's
no Pierce Brosnan, but okay.
Oh,
Remington still always be the best James Bond.
So yeah. Let me see what else we got here. I scanning through the list here. Let me see here.
Any news on Magnus coming to WWE, or that's...
No.
Under the rug.
It's under the rug. So, this is... Apparently, we've got a reaction from Vince McMahon on the win of Jinder Mahal. And Jinder said that Vince was very happy. He was really proud of me because Vince knows how much work I've put in. And I told Vince, hey, Vince, my goal is to come back every week and improve. Every time you see me perform, I'm going to get better on the mic. I'm going to get better in the ring, and I'll be better in shape every week. Boy, Jinder, how much more in shape can you get?
You ever seen Dragon Ball Z AA?
You ain't going to be Scott Steiner.
He'll be on
the verge, look like to me.
I've seen Dragon Ball Z, but I mean, I wouldn't say...
Well, you know how more and more they fight, the bigger they get. He going to be like, you know, Goku and all just swole. You know, abs on top of abs, man.
Man, everybody, I hope he had a belt to SummerSlam so all the pure wrestling fans in New York and in Brooklyn can see the greatness, which is Jinder Mahal.
Well, they got a show at Madison Square Garden, I believe, coming up
before SummerSlam.
Yeah, they got an MSG That's show what I'm coming talking up. About. So it's gonna be very interesting to see what happens. Let me see here if there's any other news.
Is this Rusev thing? Is he on the outs?
I heard something about that, but let me see here.
Because I thought the plan was for him to win the Money in the Bank briefcase, but now Rusev pissed somebody off. I think he really pissed off about him and his wife not being together. He taking
but
this shit.
But they are together, just not on television.
Yeah,
and I think he really want them to be together in gimmick.
Listen, what does he want to do? Get a divorce? And then
He's just mad at the company.
No, but no. My point is this: what if they break up, and the company says you two got to get? Is he gonna want that?
I don't know. You know their company, WWE, was mad at him for cutting his hair, remember?
Hey, man, Hansel Rusev was old.
And now look at it. Jinder Mahal, out of that combo, became champion.
Oh, man. Well, when asked this past week if Earl Hebner would ever go into the WWE Hall of Fame, his response was, I'll probably never go into the WWE Hall of Fame because we still have problems down the road and it really doesn't matter to me whether I do or don't. Anybody that knows me knows who I am. If Vince doesn't ever want to induct me into it, that's fine. I really think I should be, but problems that we still have, it is what it is. If I never get there, that is fine, and it is no problem to me, but people who know me know I'll let it be my legend of being a Hebner, and I'll just base it on that. So basically he says he'll never get into the Hall of Fame after what he did, but he should go in because he's Earl Hebner.
Look, the guy called Wars in the Ring, to quote a fur coat wearing fella. They should put him in.
He's worked for every promotion. He worked in WCW. He worked in, obviously, in the WWE. And now, of course, in TNA. He's in the TNA Hall of Fame. Under what pretense, I don't know.
That in 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. The hell? Nobody acknowledged that. You remember how bad we clowned that damn Hall of Fame?
Of course.
But they got to give Earl his props, man. Okay, he stole from the company. He tried to make a little side money outside the family. It happened.
What would he do? I don't know this.
Would he steal?
Tried to sell merch. He bootlegging merch.
Oh, out the back.
Let me see here. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Tony? Say.
See, no, selling bootleg Cena shirts.
Yeah, without permission, without copyright permission.
Oh, so we talked about it this month. We talked about it this just earlier in the show. This is according from Broadcasting and Cable. NBC Universal will now be using a picture-in-picture technology during commercials on SmackDown Live broadcast. The feature was recently tested out and is expected to start being regularly implemented in the next month. The company reportedly got good results from the testing, including a 13% increase in ratings during the commercials. With this technology, fans will be able to continue seeing the action as the commercials are being shown.
So, yeah.
I mean, they don't want to lose the viewers from a channel change.
But also, it changes to cheat. It's going to affect the show a little bit. You know how sometimes the heels will be trying to get heat during a commercial break? Well, it's not going to be no break when they could just sit here and insult the crowd and then cut the promo after that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, they have the top 10 people who spend dollars to advertise during SmackDown. Do you know who number one is?
Skittles?
No.
Pepsi?
No. It's going to surprise you.
Budweiser?
It's going to surprise you.
Sprint?
No. The WWE.
So they market their stuff during the commercial.
They market their own stuff. They market the WWE Network with the promotion for the network during SmackDown TV. They spent $742,000, you know, in ads during SmackDown. Coming in at number two was Taco Bell. Then it was
That's true.
Verizon, The Real Cost. This one, I don't know. I haven't seen too many of these. Is there a lot of Nutrisystem commercials that air during SmackDown?
Nah.
Nutrisystem.
We've got Universal Pictures, Domino's, Geico, Burger King, and Subway.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Burger Kings. They've been showing that Mac Cheetos commercial.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. So that's it for that. Let me see who this is. Let me see. I'm seeing if we've got any other news that was of note. Because news has been really
light.
Really light. Al Snow was arrested over the weekend. For anybody that cares.
What, for giving head?
I guess so.
He trying to cook some pepper steak.
That was a.
Mad at Al Snow for snitching on The Rock, breaking up the damn Rock and Sock connection. Rat Balster.
Finn Balor is dating Kathy Kelly.
Who is Kathy Kelly?
Kathy Kelly is that girl that does all the WWE Network spots, and she does the .com videos.
Is she the Spanish chick?
No, that's Dasha Fuentes. She's like a really.
Is she related to Daisy?
No. She's like a really young, skinny-looking girl. If I were able to put a picture up, you'd know exactly who I'm talking about. You've seen her on TV, not Charlie Caruso or Charles, as Chris Jericho would say. I think the last time Jericho was there, he called Charlie Caruso Chuck. But anyways, let me see. But it's not Charlie. It's not Dasha. And then they got this. I think she's Filipino.
They got a Filipino.
Yes, I think she's holding the stick. That's the one thing that the wrestling is lacking: the great stick man being the interviewer. You know, there's no Mean Genes anymore. There's no, you know, I'm trying to think who else was a good interviewer.
Lord Alfred Hayes.
Lord Alfred Hayes didn't conduct too many interviews. He was more of the guy that sat in the control center.
Tony Schiavone did.
Tony Schiavone used to do a lot of the interviews. David Crockett was a terrible announcer.
Him and David Crockett.
I don't care what anybody says. Whether you listen to this show, you listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks, or you listen to some other wrestling show that focuses on history, David Crockett was a terrible announcer. And I don't understand why David Crockett was an announcer for that many years.
Anyways. I still remember when Pistol Pez beat the hell out of Jimmy Valiant.
Yeah.
Pez!
No! No, Pez, no!
Yeah. Damn shame.
Oh, man. Shaska Watley.
Shaska Watley. Yeah.
And of course, Tony C is the one that discovered that racist promo on the WWE Network. So... that Paul Jones promo. Yep,
with that damn them hollering them racist damn slur at the damn TNT studios, TBS studios.
In the TBS studios. I'm sure those TBS studios, you know, there were a lot of racial epithets that were thrown around, okay?
Well, you ain't got the drop to say, you know, holy.
Yeah, I don't have the drops to play, but listen, Teddy Long, you know, said that, you know, when he was working at the TBS studios and they were taping Georgia Championship Wrestling, Ole used to throw the N-word around. Thunderbolt Patterson, who's black, you know, would say that I'm the only N that needs to be on the card and anybody else here shouldn't be here, something like that.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
And Thunderbolt, I know you're dead, but Teddy's in the Hall of Fame, not you. Anyways. There are some wrestlers that I just, you know, Thunderbolt Patterson is a star of the 60s and 70s and early 80s, but the little bit I saw of Thunderbolt Patterson, I don't know what the appeal was. You know? There are a lot of wrestlers I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to understand what was the appeal of the Assassins, but, you know, the Assassins and Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2 and all these people that wrestled in that era, but whatever. I guess that's it. I don't think there's any other news. Yeah, I think we're done with the news. I guess let's talk about... Jinder Mahal.
The World Wrestling Federation champion?
The World Wrestling Federation champion. Let's see. Now, there was an idea that was pitched to have Mahal drop the title tonight on SmackDown. Obviously, that did not happen.
They would have riot.
But right now the general consensus is that Mahal is scheduled to have a lengthy title reign.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, and while we're on the subject of Jinder Mahal being the WWE champion, of course, the internet was...
Being the what?
Being the World Wrestling Federation champion, excuse me.
There you go, respecting. Just put some speck on Jinder name.
So, Jinder is the champion, and of course the internet, you know, blew up. Social media exploded, including Virgil.
This moment.
Now, Tony C, do you know what Virgil said?
I can only imagine.
He said he just saw Jinder selling him a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. And he said, and of course, the fans took offense to it. And there was one fan in particular that responded by saying, if that's the case, at least Jinder has a job.
A bird.
Big burn, man. Big burn. But yeah.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Virgil got a lot of nerve to say something like that.
He has a lot of nerve, man. He don't know when to. He doesn't have any decorum, no discretion. You know, no filter. That's what I wanted to use. But
he should be trying to ask Jinder to bring him in as a muscle or something.
Virgil. Jesus. Oh man. I don't know. I'm still processing Jinder being the champion.
But and he did it in CM Punk's hometown.
But backyard. I'm going to say this, and I will say, while I'm not fully convinced yet on this Jinder championship win, I also feel that the internet should not be crucifying and vilifying Jinder for becoming the champion because, you know, there were people that issued... I mean, listen, I've heard of people canceling network subscriptions. I've heard of people saying they'll never watch wrestling again. I've heard people saying that this is worse than the Holocaust.
Oh, damn.
You know what, guys? First of all, let's not take this too seriously. He is a 6'7" or however tall he is guy who just happens to be a lucky son of a bitch to be, as Tony C is calling him, the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Hey man, that's what it takes. You got to look like you etched out of stone. You know what I'm saying? Vince loves that look. I love Jinder. He looks like Terry back in 89.
I'm not going to even begin to pronounce
the Maharaja.
His real name. But, you know, listen, he's 30 years old. He was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. You know, give him a break, man. He's just a kid from Canada who wanted to become a wrestler. And that's it. He did that. And now look, he's the WWE champion.
Huh?
He's the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Thank you. And first brown person since 2011 to hold that belt.
But not the WWE title, Tony C. He's the first brown person to hold the WWE title.
No, he's the first brown person to hold the World Wrestling Federation title since Rey Mysterio.
But okay, brown.
You don't really count it.
I should say purple.
Yeah, like hell, you gotta count.
I'll say purple.
Well, no, I'm saying because Pedro Morales had it.
I'm gonna say purple.
I said since 2011.
Yeah.
And you know what? That robbery actually took place in your state. Doom was your fault. If you'd been at a protest, John Cena getting the damn rematch out of nowhere.
Yeah, Rey
Mysterio could have had a lengthy title run.
I was in Europe that time, my bad.
That a bitch. John Cena is.
I don't know. But like I said, the fans are just vilifying him, and they really shouldn't be.
I don't understand it. We talking about they're vilifying Jinder Mahal?
Yeah.
What? They'd have been happy if Kevin Owens would have got the title again.
Of course, but they let's go down the list.
Same old.
You know what? Once in a while, you need somebody unexpectedly become the champion. Okay,
yeah,
it has to happen once in a while. The last one that unexpectedly that you didn't plan on becoming the champion was JBL. That you just flat out didn't expect it to happen, and it was him. And look, he had one of the longest reigns in the last 20-something years. So, let me see. Let's run down this list, okay? And you'll see what my point.
Yeah, because Triple H ain't want to work Tuesday.
Right. You've got Bruno Sammartino. I'm going to read the list of 50 here. Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund, John Cena, Pedro Morales, Randy Orton, Bret Hart, Triple H, Brock Lesnar, Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Those are the top 10, okay? All right. Randy Savage, CM Punk, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, Diesel, Kurt Angle, Superstar Billy Graham, The Ultimate Warrior, Yokozuna, JBL, The Undertaker, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, The Miz. There's one you didn't expect. Right there.
Yep.
Okay? AJ Styles.
Well, he had a Money in the Bank briefcase.
Still, it was
any headline of WrestleMania.
You did nothing would predict that he would be the champion and headline WrestleMania's doomsday.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why not? Everybody previous to him who cashed that briefcase in.
Yeah, but it was the Miz of all people. I mean, come on. AJ Styles, Edge, Eddie Guerrero, Roman Reigns, Ric Flair, Chris Jericho, Psycho Sid, Alberto Del Rio, Dean Ambrose, Big Show, Daniel Bryan, Sergeant Slaughter, Bray Wyatt, Mankind, and I'm going to give...
Bray Wyatt was unexpected.
Bray Wyatt was...
No, it wasn't.
I think it was expected. Here's one that was unexpected, and I remember when it happened. Jeff Hardy. Okay?
Yeah.
Batista.
He beat
Edge in Triple H.
Edge in Triple H.
Then there's Batista, the Iron Sheik, Buddy Rogers, who was the first champion, Rob Van Dam, Ivan Koloff, and now look, this is where the unexpected list gets very heavy. Stan Stasiak. Okay. Vince McMahon. Antonio Inoki.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
You saw Vince McMahon coming?
Hell yeah, this threw the hell out of us.
No, but he beat Triple H for the title.
He beat Triple H for the title. When they made it for the belt.
I guess. Antonio Inoki.
Something funny was going on.
Jinder Mahal. Kane. Remember, Kane won the title the first time in 98, only held it for a day. Rey Mysterio, and of course Andre the Giant. He was not not shocking, but still, you know.
Why is Andre so low on the list?
He's low on the list because the list is in order by length of reign.
How long was Andre?
Andre had it for like 10 minutes, exactly.
Oh. Ain't that about a bitch?
He gave it to DiBiase.
Yeah. I thought he had the title before then.
Oh, no.
But yeah. Pedro Morales, he was the first ethnic star to... Well, no. Take that back because Bruno was Italian, but like the first non-white person was Pedro Morales.
And then a Rey Mysterio, hour and a half, baby. Damn shame.
Oh, man. Well, it still was longer than Andre.
Who had it for 5 minutes?
Who's had it for 5 minutes? Andre had it for 5 minutes. Chris Jericho had
Brian
it for...
Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, but that's unrecognized.
Y'all go quit not recognizing D. Brian Kendrick as the World Wrestling Federation champion in that four-way match.
Let me see here. Let me go back to my list here. You know, because there are like six different official names for the title, Tony C.
Well, Jinder is the more. World Wrestling Federation champion.
There's more. Okay. It started off as the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. Then it was the WWF Heavyweight Championship. Then the WWF Heavyweight Championship. And then the World Wrestling Federation World Heavyweight Championship. That was until June of 1998. Then it was just the WWF Championship. The Undisputed WWF Championship, the Undisputed WWE Championship, the WWE Undisputed Championship. All this back and forth. The WWE Championship, the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Championship, the WWE World Championship, and now it's back to being called, since December of this past year, just the WWE Championship.
Well, and then Jinder Mahal just bought back the World Wrestling Federation Championship with his historic win.
Oh, that's right. And now I started thinking why you say that. Now I remember, because he almost said that on the air. That's right.
So you might as well say it. Call it what it is. Man's a World Wrestling Federation champion. And for all you John Cena fans listening who think y'all going to be the one to bring an end to this reign, you're damn lie. Because we beat AJ Styles clean, and that means we can beat Super Cena clean, damn it.
Phil, are we going to
call it? We need this.
Phil, are we going to call it the World Wrestling Federation Championship? Phil.
That's what it's called.
Plug it in, man. Okay. I guess he'll turn the
game. He is, without a doubt. He's the first World Wrestling Federation champion since, what, 2002? Two. There you go.
No, 2001, excuse me.
One, yeah.
Since Chris Jericho.
That's right.
There we go. There's Phil.
Since Vengeance.
What's up, peeps?
What's going on,
What's going on, Phil?
Are we still the stripped down version of the rant?
Yeah, for now. Hopefully we can work out this issue by over the weekend. But we got the static gone, so that's important.
There you go.
Baby steps. But
baby steps, man. Baby steps. A new system.
Look at you. You sound like you've got an extra pep in your step.
Oh yeah, no, I have an empty house. That's why. I came home to an empty house, so just me and the cats were chilling watching the Celtics. I just came home from work.
Look at that. He came home from work. He went back to work, folks.
Yeah, working, man. Nah, you know what? It's just my whole life stopped, man. It was terrible. I actually missed work, and I hate it, you know?
Oh, my God. Well.
What?
Well,
because it's a new World Wrestling Federation champion, I mean, you know, you can go back to work with a smile on your face, you know?
You know what? I enjoyed that, man. I know you guys probably talked about it a bunch already, but they're probably going to hold the belt for you-know-who so he can break Flair's record, but let's let him celebrate it for a while.
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, I'm still processing it mentally, but I'm sick of the wrestling fans, the internet, the IWC, and I'm not talking about the Ike World Order. I'm just talking about the damn.
No, that's the IWO.
Whatever.
It's the IWO, man.
Whatever. I don't. It's this internet wrestling community. They are vilifying this decision by the WWE as being as one of the worst ones ever, and this is stupid. It's just stupid.
But they won't complain about Brock Lesnar not being on damn TV for 6 months.
Oh no, they're complaining about that too. But this one, they're just flat out disgusted over.
You know, I'm convinced that the newer generation of wrestling fans just have the attention span of a gnat,
of a piss ant.
You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, piss ants. And listen, as a network, we cater to a lot of younger fans. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to disrespect any of our fan base, because we have a lot of kids that listen. When I mean kids, I mean like kids in their 20s and late 20s and mid 20s and stuff like that.
And people who refuse to grow up.
Well, yeah, that too. But no disrespect to you guys, but you know what? You got to give this a chance,
of
man.
Of course.
You know, I mean, come on. They gave the guy. Come on. It worked out. They made him a monster heel. They played him up. And you know what? Randy Orton is a 13-time champion. He's vanilla. And he's getting stale. And he's at that stage of his career where he should be putting guys over. So, you know, let's throw the guy a bone. And you know what? The anti-American thing works. when you have the right guys that do it. Sheik did it. Sarge did it. A lot of guys did it. You know, I mean, it's not rocket science when you book the anti-American thing. So I'm just,
don't forget Nikita now.
Of course not. Ivan and Nikita and Crusher Khrushchev, the defector.
You know, we talked about it earlier in the show, how WWE has this NXT show that's coming up in Manchester in 2 weeks that they don't know if they're going to do it or not.
Let's
thank the wrestling gods that this was not a SmackDown live event. Jinder Mahal main eventing that show. You know?
They didn't pin that whole thing on his ass.
Jesus.
They're making up for the Muhammad Hassan mess.
Right. Yeah, because Muhammad Hassan was being built to be a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, obviously that didn't happen, especially when the suits and ties of UPN got their panties in a bunch.
And, you know, Muhammad Hassan, Jinder Mahal is not, he's not fluent in the ring. He doesn't have anything special. He's very stationary. But you know what? He's got a look. It's different. And if they're labeling SmackDown this whole land of opportunity gimmick type of shit, it works, man.
And he is the World Wrestling Federation champion. So, like Batista say, deal with it.
I gotta tell you something, though. When he got out of that limo today, the scowl on his face...
Yeah.
You would have thought that somebody took a big shit outside. And he was holding it in so he didn't have to smell it.
That's right.
Yeah. Again, man, I have nothing, and I was telling this to Rob in the lane when I was in the hospital when he came to visit me. And cuz Rob was like, "You know, you called it. He hasn't lost. He's been doing his thing. He's been doing the whole heel thing." And I'm like, they built them properly. It told a really good story. He don't tell a really good story all the time, this guy. He just has to be in the ring with certain people, and Randy Orton was a perfect dance partner for him.
Yeah.
And it worked out. I think, you know what, and I think he can hold that belt until like SummerSlam.
Thank God
if they play it right.
Yeah. Thank God he speaks English.
Oh, yeah. I think he's Canadian.
He is Canadian.
My son said he was Canadian. Mike, you looked him up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. But Tony C, it completely slipped past me. Iron Sheik was WWE champion. So Jinder's not the only one. It. Yeah, but yeah, no, I didn't bring it up in terms of, you know, people of that neck of the
brown
woods.
People.
Yeah, he's of that ilk. So, but my goodness, and Virgil, you're just
sorry,
decrepit.
Virgil, man.
You saw that Twitter stuff? Oh, that was crazy, man.
He's just a ridiculous person.
This dude's pimping his fucking 8x10s at Grand Central Station. Punk
ass bitch. And listen, Phil's Italian, but Phil experienced the Olive Garden not too long ago, and all of us here experienced the Olive Garden. I don't know what it is with Virgil and the Olive Garden that he loves it so much that he keeps hawking it, but, you know, the Olive Garden is nothing special.
Give him free bread.
It's good for, you know, but Virgil, go back to...
It's fake Italian food, man. They make up shit.
They give them free bread, man.
Half that menu you'll never see in Italy or my grandmother's table.
I mean, the commercials that get me is when the Italian family goes to Olive Garden. You know, that's their new commercial now, where they have Olive Garden cater a big Italian meal at some Guido's house there, you know, somewhere. Now, speaking of Guido's, okay, I saw a picture of Ric Flair, okay, and he's not Italian, but Flair was wearing, okay, first of all, Flair was on a show called Good Morning Football to talk about NASCAR,
Oh, did you, speaking of him, it's a freaking used car commercial floating around with him on it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that commercial. But
oh my god,
the thing with Ric Flair, I think he's going through some sort of like old age crisis. Because the way he was dressed, Flair would have never dressed like that in the peak of his wrestling career. He had a t-shirt on. He had a black blazer. It looked like he was wearing black jeans and sneakers. And he was wearing gold chains, not a chain, several gold chains. He was wearing a whole bunch of rings on his finger. I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Who does Flair think he is all of a sudden? He was looking ridiculous on this football show where he was talking about NASCAR. But whatever.
We haven't seen football show talking about NASCAR.
Yeah. Flair tweeted the picture out. I'm on Good Morning Football talking about the Indy 500.
He sounds like Yogi Berra. They give you cash, which is just as good as money.
Wow.
I think in Flair's case, that's probably works for him. Oh, man. I mean, it just was terrible. Terrible, terrible. Anyways, the only other thing that I guess it's on my mind is what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. I got to tell you, Raw is
getting unbearable.
It's getting tough. SmackDown's good. NXT is even better. NXT was that NXT takeover. If you didn't see it, you have to go see it. By the way, the UK special also was very good. And Nigel McGuinness and Jim Ross on commentary was excellent. If you have not,
yeah, I don't know if you heard us on Friday, but I said that they were very good and that Nigel didn't stumble on his words.
Though I think you got to understand that was pre-taped, but I thought it was ridiculous that they broke out the green screen for them.
Yeah,
you know, they put, and Mega Powers said it right, that they put these two so high up in the air to make it seem like that they were standing on a stage, but the camera, they were like 20 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
But anyways, JR though was a little off on Saturday, but all in all, it was good. I enjoyed it. I look forward to hearing JR call the Mae Young Classic. I don't know why they picked the Mae Young,
and not
Moolah, but whatever. That's going to be in July, and I'm glad to see JR, you know, back in the E, because I know you can listen to JR, you know, call New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he will be calling the New Japan special that will air on Access TV July 7th, I believe.
The G1 you're talking about?
Yeah, the one
it's
that they're
July
taping.
1st. It's July 1st. And 2nd, and the first night's going to be on Access TV.
And Jim Ross will be calling the action for Access TV. Kevin Kelly will be calling the action for New Japan World.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just...
New Japan, the new U.S. championship for New Japan will also be, there'll be a round robin tournament for the title.
Now,
during those 2 days.
Now listen, nothing against Choppy, nothing against Nick German and several other people who have been fawning over this championship after they released what it looks like. I don't think it looks like anything spectacular.
It looks better in person.
I guess.
We saw it in person. Like, we were sitting, you know, we were pretty close to the ring and the guys can't, you know, we were right by the entrance where the guys come in. Then they walk past, the New Japan officials walk past us with the belt, and it was it's really that red, that burgundy. It's nice up close. I don't think the pictures give it justice. I think it's a prettier belt in person.
I guess I don't know. I guess I'll have to see the Access TV thing.
It's going to be cool. They're going to do some big things. I'm happy for them.
What else? I was gonna bring up something else. Here we go. So Enzo got jumped last night on Raw. And they did the whole who did it thing.
It's going to be Big Cass.
You know, I thought, that's what I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Big Cass. But there's a theory going around on who it was.
Triple H?
No.
You know him beating people up backstage.
It was not Triple H. They
and
think,
parking lots and stuff.
They think, because last night during the Sasha Banks promo, sitting in the background while Sasha Banks was cutting her promo, in the background was Dash and Wilder, the Revival. And they think that the Revival jumped Big Cass. Or not Big Cass, jumped Enzo. Now, one, of course, I think, who is it? I think it's Scott Dawson. Or no, it's Dash Wilder, I think, is the one that's out with the broken jaw. But still, it would make sense if it was the Revival that jumped Enzo. But if it was Big Cass, that's going to make for a very good storyline, hopefully.
Well, it could have been. Was there like anything falling mysteriously while Enzo was walking in the back?
No,
you know,
no. One tweet said that the way Enzo was on the ground, it looked like Enzo got into a fight with a stack of ring ropes. But but no, I don't know, man. It just, that was like the only thing that stood out on Monday Night Raw. That and Kurt Angle wore a very tight jacket. And
I saw the Heyman muscular promo with Finn Balor.
Heyman's promo was excellent.
Yeah, I saw that.
Excellent. I thought that Heyman was recruiting Balor as a Finn, as a Paul Heyman guy.
Ooh.
And it's that it could still go in that direction because they kind of left it open. But I really, really enjoyed the promo because Heyman, of course, insulted Joe. He insulted Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and who's the other guy that's in that match? Joe.
Bray
Roman,
Wyatt.
And Bray Wyatt. He insulted the four of them, but he couldn't insult Finn Balor. And I just like, oh, wow. It, like, he's taking a shine to Finn Balor. And I really think that if Finn Balor became a Paul Heyman guy in the absence of Brock Lesnar. Oh, because let's be honest, Finn Balor is probably the top performer in the WWE next to Nakamura. The problem with Balor and Nakamura, they can't talk for shit.
Yeah, you got to put AJ up there too.
Yeah, in terms of performance,
but top performers, yeah,
verbally, neither one can't talk. Nakamura tried to cut a promo today in the ring. It took him 5 minutes to say, "My name is Shinsuke Nakamura, but you can call me Mr. Money in the Bank." And I'm like, oh God, they really cannot give him that microphone that much because, you know, I know he can speak English, but he speaks English terribly. And Balor is just not good on the mic. I don't like Finn Balor when he's talking. He's good in the ring, but his mic skills, they definitely need some tweaking. And I think if Paul Heyman was his advocate, Heyman would fill in the gaps where is needed for Balor. And I think, oh, it would be such a match made in heaven.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, I think Balor should win that fatal five-way.
Oh, yeah.
And he should be fighting Brock at Great Balls of Fire.
Goodness gracious. And now, Goodness Gracious presents
coverage for that event. Great Balls. Kicks off 7 o'clock July 9th here on the network.
That's who's gonna sponsor. That's who's gonna sponsor the Great Balls of Fire. Goodness gracious.
Goodies headache powder.
No, who's
just Goodness Gracious.
No, who makes the tennis balls? Penn? Is it Penn that makes the tennis balls? No, I don't know.
Oh my God. Or Wilson.
Wilson. There you go. Wilson Balls presents or something. Like
that. And now. Wilson Ball.
Or Spalding or something.
Oh, damn, Spalding.
Hey, it is. It is in Dallas. It is in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. So, you know.
Spalding presents
Great Balls of Fire. They're going to have some stupid thing like Popeye's fire roasted shrimp or something.
Fire roasted shrimp, bro.
Some stupid shit gimmick like that. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen. But if I had control of the pencil, and I don't, but if I had that pencil, ooh boy, would Balor be a Finn Paul Heyman guy? Yes, he would. That'd be on the level of CM Punk and Paul Heyman.
I just want to know who the hell be in Vince booking meetings and come up with the name of these damn pay-per-views.
You know what? I'm sure it was nobody in the booking meeting. I'm sure it was some dipshit in marketing or an intern pushing paper in the offices or in the mail room, you know, trying to hold it up Vince's letter to the light to see if he could read it to the envelope. And he probably wrote it on a piece of paper. Hey, Vince, what about you call your July 9th pay-per-view Great Balls of Fire? And in Vince's infinite wisdom said, that's a good idea.
And now, Dennis Quaid hosting Great Balls of Fire.
Jesus.
You know, I said this too last week. They have all these great WCW names at the disposal, and they refuse to recycle them.
They refuse to pay homage to them.
Give me Spring Stampede, man. Give me
Halloween Havoc
or Slamboree or Halloween Havoc or
World War III.
We're going to take 80s movies titles and make them in the damn movie. And
that's
pay-per-view.
Crazy.
July 9th is just 5 days removed.
That's what December pay-per-view is going to be called. And now, WWF presents Red Dawn.
Jesus.
You got to have
They tried it once before, but I don't see why they couldn't give it one more go. July 9th is only 5 days removed from July 4th. It would be apropos to call the damn thing the Great American Bash.
You know, the only thing that's going to be more exciting than that is the 5-year anniversary of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which is that week.
There you go.
We taking 80s. I got a great idea. We take 80s movie names and turn them into pay-per-view titles, boss.
Okay.
I like it.
Let's start off with a classic.
Short. We got Great Balls of Fire in July, and you know what? We'll nix SummerSlam and change it to a Short Circuit.
Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Yeah, there we go. Give me another.
Next May Raw pay per view gonna be called La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Not my Richie.
Not my Mijo. Oh God, I love that movie.
WWF La Bamba.
Who played Bob? Isai Morales. He should be the host that night, like the special GM. He should be like the guest GM that night.
I still have that scene. Open the goddamn door! That's my kid in there.
Look, Mom, Bob drew Woody Woodpecker.
80s pay-per-view names for all WWE pay-per-views. You scrapping all the traditional names.
Exactly. And we're going to
get rid of WrestleMania.
And we're going
to call it Ready to Rumble.
Oh, wow.
WWE presents Ready to Rumble.
What was the
Big
Trouble
in Little China?
No, wait. What was the name of the Roddy Piper movie with
They Live?
They Live.
No, not They Live. The movie where he was a wrestler.
Oh no, Body Slam.
Body Slam. Oh, okay, that's not so good.
I bought that for Mega Powers for his birthday last year as a gag gift.
I got one for y'all.
Go ahead.
WWE Over the Top.
Over the Top, the arm wrestling movie.
Shit, they already had Over the Limit one time.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. Over the Top.
They had Over the Limit one time. So, yeah.
So
that was the DUI pay-per-view. in the summertime.
And then we'll have to go the route of all the
flag special.
Oh, you know what? Actually, this actually would be a pretty good pay per view name. No Retreat, No Surrender. There you go.
That's some TNA type shit. I'm surprised they ain't never named one. They put
that. Anyways, we
WWE presents Bloodsport.
The Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Or for First Blood Rambo.
First Blood. I smell a contest for the rant.
Exactly. We gotta start thinking of
come up with the best 80s name pay-per-view.
Exactly. Now we know how WWE plans these damn names. Because, you know, we're sitting here thinking, how the hell did they come up with Over the Limit? And then there was Fastlane and Payback. And, you know, we've had Breakdown. We've had Breakdown, Unbreakable.
Yep.
let me see. Breakdown. Breaking Point. That's right. They don't do Breaking Point anymore.
Point Break.
SmackDown presents Jumpin' Jack Flash.
The sad thing is, they change these names to make you think they're putting on a better pay-per-view.
Well, there you go. There's Surfer.
Wait, Surfer, where'd you come from?
I've been trying to segue into Surfer. He's been clearing his throat for the last 5 minutes.
No, I wasn't clearing my throat to get your attention. I had something caught in my throat. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
How was Baywatch, Surfer?
How was Baywatch?
I saw Baywatch already. I saw that over a week ago.
Yeah, he went to go see La Bamba tonight.
Oh, he saw the Hollywood premiere of Baywatch. What you talking about?
They rolled the carpet out for him.
Exactly.
I know he was on the red carpet. I got a question for Surfer too. Now that I got you, I was, you know, in my convalescent state, I get to catch up on a lot of television shows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on Parking Wars?
Oh.
No.
Come on, Tony. See, I brought this up months ago.
Oh, I just wanted to know because I know how much you like to raise hell, and the people be raising hell.
I brought that up months ago, Tony. See, you must have watched an episode recently.
Yeah.
A specific one. There was one guy.
Catch
I don't have
it to, in marathon now.
I there was one episode in particular that I played about 2 months ago on the air that the guy was arguing with another guy that the one that wrote the ticket or was getting his car towed said, "Listen, you don't have to talk to me like I'm some kind of fool. I'm an adult, and this and that. I've been at my job for 20 years." And then the guy who sounds like Surfer came up, "Well, listen, I'm a man of 60, and I've been at my job for 40 years. So what are you trying to say?"
I'm not that old. I've only gotten one parking ticket, and it was bogus, but I paid it.
unbelievable.
Anyways. Oh, man, I just had to ask that question. And WWE, I'm going to present Thriller.
Anyways, we
Top
know
Gun.
Top Gun.
Oh, hell no.
WWE presents The Karate Kid Part 2.
We got our own Sato.
That's right.
They got to get a lane to bring back Chop. Sato.
We'll just have a lane sit in with Funaki and that other guy at the Japanese.
Okinawa announced team.
And then Elaine could be like, "I don't understand what the hell they're saying."
I think Dr. Doom came out with the best one, man. Over the Top. That's awesome. That's my favorite one.
What was that movie with Schwarzenegger?
Well, you know what? Hold up.
Last Action Hero.
Good lord.
Listen, they got a Universal belt. They might as well do a pay per view called Universal Soldier.
Nah, man.
But
they
that's
need 90s. Masters
of the 80s.
Universe.
The theme is the 80s. It's got to be the 80s. Great Balls of Fire, that was in the 80s.
You know what? This movie came out in 1990, so I could still qualify it in the 80s category. Total Recall. There you go.
That's December. That's Big Show season. All
you
these
put three titties on Bailey.
Oh, look at that. The Pastor Siddell's got a good one, Back to the Future.
yeah, that's when they bring back The Rock and Triple H.
Bring back a three-piece of Foley.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, my God.
So, bring back Billy and Chuck.
You know, and...
You look so...
We could do Arthur. We could do...
Oh, my God.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie, man. I liked
Arthur was okay. The first one, at least.
in dedication to the new day.
Yeah, Dudley Moore. But the second one with Dudley Moore sucked. It was terrible.
I got WWE Spaceballs.
Oh,
Spaceballs.
Oh, my God. Spaceballs, the hunt for more money.
Yeah. Spaceballs, the pay-per-view. No, it'd be Spaceballs, the pay-per-view.
That's right. Spaceball. Surf for more money on the WWE Network.
Oh, man.
Yo.
All right.
Three men in the title.
Three men in the title. There you go. That's a good one.
Instead of class champion. Three men in the title.
Instead of
you ain't right.
Instead of Police Academy, Wrestling Academy.
Wrestling Academy.
NXT presents Wrestling
Academy. Wrestling Academy, Jesus. All right.
When
so,
The Rock decided to give up Hollywood, Rocky.
NXT presents Moonstruck.
Moonstruck.
With Nicolas Cage and Cher.
With Nicolas Cage and Cher.
Oh, my God, as the ambassadors for the movie.
And if Kane comes back, we can use Mask.
Damn, double. Yeah, what's the dude's name?
Rocky Dennis.
Hey, don't forget.
Man. Oh no, the Mask.
Don't forget about they do all Divas one. Splash.
Listen. I think anything involving Sam Elliott would be killer. Okay.
Because Sam Elliott's his face alone.
That
mustache
alone will sell pay per views. Okay.
Hey, was Roadhouse made in the '80s?
Yes.
Roadhouse.
Now that's Roadhouse. Your house, right there. That's in your house all day.
Did they have something similar to Roadhouse?
Road Wild. I don't know.
Wild.
No, they could have Road that. The War. What was it? The Warriors.
That's in the '70s.
That's in the '70s.
Yeah.
Can't do
Gremlins.
Gremlins or man. Goonies.
Yeah,
or...
I guess.
WWE presents Gremlins.
Oh, I got one. We ain't say. We can either go Lethal Weapon or Die Hard.
Both. WWE. Why not?
I was going to say Die Hard earlier.
Die Hard is SmackDown presents Die Hard. That's fantastic.
Raw. Lethal Weapon.
And then the next month, they just do Die Hard.
That's it.
Oh no, that was Fully Loaded. That was Fully Loaded. That was an In Your House paper.
Oh yeah, they always got Fully Loaded.
What was the one with Stallone? Don't shoot my mom.
Oh, stop or my mom don't will shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With Estelle Getty.
That's right.
They're gonna call the pay-per-view Stop or Jim Cornette Shoot.
Exactly.
Your ass.
That's right.
That's what they call that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, Surfer, you saw Pirates of the Caribbean, I bet.
No, not yet.
What'd you see then?
Rough Night.
The hell is that?
It's a woman's comedy.
So you had a rough night watching Rough Night.
Yeah, I didn't think it was funny at all.
Oh,
Monday Night Raw presents Rough Night.
There you go.
That's what it could be called. Oh, they can do it in February. They can do one of my favorite movies, WWS Presents Harlem Nights.
Oh,
right.
Harlem Nights.
Trading Places.
So have black people protesting. Right. WWE Harlem Nights.
That's what we're going to call the draft. Trading Places.
The best part of that was the best part. The line that movie in Trading Places was when Dan Aykroyd's in the police station. Those men wanted to have sex with me.
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
I'm still talking about WWE Harlem Nights from Brooklyn, New York. That's what it's going to be called in the summertime.
Nah, Phil. Come on, they got to do it in Harlem. Come on.
Yeah, and they Harlem's all white people. Yeah, Harlem's all white people now, so they can get away with it being safe.
Oh man. Too funny. Look,
don't take it to TV shows. Damn, WWF
Hill Street Blues and
SmackDown presents Full House,
Rockford Files,
Night Court,
Night Rider.
NXT Vision Quest. Remember Vision Quest, that bike movie?
Oh, yeah.
God.
NXT presents Vision Quest. Or Footloose.
Oh. They're going to get they're going straight to the 80s.
There you go, Dirty Dancing. We forgot Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, oh, Footloose,
Ghost.
Go.
WWF presents.
Look who's booking. Presents Ghost.
Look who's booking. There you go. I like that.
Look who's booking. Who said that one?
Tony C.
Oh, genius.
Look who's booking.
Genius. That's what they call it. Wrong.
That's going to be the month when they decide to give Boomin back the title. That's what
they're going to call the
pay-per-view. NXT can have an urban one. NXT presents Crush Groove.
Oh, yeah. My God, yo.
Breakers. How could we forget Breakin' and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Electric Boogaloo, of course.
And there was Beach Street. There's a few other ones that are...
Beach Street was filmed in my own neighborhood.
Wild Style.
Wow.
There's a few ones.
I paid three murals for a piece of that ass. I love that part. He tells him, he goes, shut the fuck up, Chico, man. I'm paying three murals for a piece of that ass.
Yeah, I didn't know you fellas was alive for those movies.
You kidding me? I lived that life,
man. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other guys.
Oh, come on.
I heard about them.
I'm not that. Them. Yeah, we ain't that young, surfer. You know, some of us was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us.
That's why we're rolling on these great pay-per-view titles.
Y'all were youngins.
That doesn't mean we can't watch it.
WWE presents Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery with Fred Gwynn.
So, what? We're not doing They Live?
Oh, Lily. Huh?
Yeah, we already said that.
We said that already.
Oh, man.
We could do this all night, man. There's so many good 80s movies.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can pull up a quick list here. Hold on.
We need and then dedication to Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. WWF presents License to Drive.
License to Drive. There you go.
SmackDown presents Full Metal Jacket.
Or E.T. No, let me see here. All right, so here we go. These are...
Hey, what's that movie Arnold Schwarzenegger in and Black
Commando.
And Dakota?
Which one, Tony?
Predator.
That movie with
Predator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Black Ass, Yaphet Kotto, and The Running Man.
Oh, WWE. The Running Man.
I got another one with him in it. Not Arnold, the other guy. Midnight Run. That's with
that was a great. No, that was with Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
Running Man had enough wrestlers in that movie.
So look,
Ventura's in it.
Here
Midnight
we go.
Run was a good movie.
Here we got it. We got a list of movies here, and I got one here. This is if WWE ever decides to do a pay per view in China. Big Trouble in Little China.
You said that before.
Let me see here. I'm trying to. Adventures in Babysitting? No. 48 Hours? No.
48 Hours.
48 Hours? That's somebody title run. You're
look at that.
Damn right. You can put 48.
You've got The Burbs.
You got Blade Runner.
Roman Reigns. You got Child's Play. Cobra. Let me see.
My God. That's Jinder Mahal pay-per-view right there. Cobra. Yo.
I'm going through the...
You're a disease. I'm the cure.
That's right.
We've got Hellraiser.
Yeah, NXT presents Hellraiser.
Here's a movie that was on just the other day, Howard the Duck.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. No, is that the
80s? That's the 80s movie.
I thought that was 79.
70, yeah.
No. Saturday Night Fever came out in the 70s, but they didn't follow it up till the 80s.
Tony C., this one goes after the after what happened at what was this last pay-per-view with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton? No, where they had their House of Horrors match.
House of Horrors.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. That's another movie.
That came on today. I watched that today.
What about
Which version?
The one with
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah.
Okay. What about The Money Pit? The Outsiders?
Oh, yeah, that's Call the Nas come back.
The Neighbors?
Yeah.
Can't do Revenge of the Nerds.
What about The Neighbors?
The Neighbors is on here. Right?
That was a good movie, The Neighbors.
Here we go. Stand and Deliver.
What about Iron
Eagle?
Yeah.
What was you saying about the Neighbors? Double A?
No, I said it's on this list. I just didn't say it.
Oh,
it's a good movie, Neighbors. Isn't that with John Belushi?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. They kind of swap roles from what they normally play. Yeah. With Aykroyd was the funny guy, and Belushi was the straight guy.
NXT presents Meatballs.
What's that movie with Bruce Willis and Kim Basinger in it and Dan John Larroquette? What is it called? Blind Date, wasn't it?
Blind Date, that's right.
WWE presents damn Blind Date.
That could be a Divas pay per view.
Oh, look at this! How could we have forgotten this? War Games.
Oh,
you know.
Well, we've had a War Games pay per view,
but it's never been just War Games.
Yeah, no, it wasn't called War Games. It was called the Great American Bash.
Fall Brawl.
No, they had the War Game.
No, but it was a match. Oh, it was not called War Games though.
The event was War Games. War Games was the Bash, and he made it into Fall Brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you guys brought up John Belushi. Jim Belushi is one of my all-time favorite 80s movies, The Principal.
The Principal with Lou Gossett.
With Lou Gossett.
No, you know what Jim Belushi movie
Eddie Kane
was
as a
what
drug
was the
dealer?
Jim Belushi movie with him and Tupac?
Oh, God.
That's not Gridlock.
No, Gridlock
is the other one. I know what you're talking about. Gang Related.
Yes. Yeah. And my favorite Jim Belushi movie is Red Heat with him and Arnold.
Arnold's a Russian cop. Oh my God, that's February, Dr. Doom. You hit it right on the head.
What's that?
WWE presents Colors.
Oh, God.
Colors. Oh,
the Ice Tea on the soundtrack.
Colors. That's what Robert Duvall and Sean Penn.
And, yep.
And what was Sean Penn's name in that movie?
I don't know, but he fucked Maria Conchita Alonso.
They called him Pac-Man,
that's right.
Yeah, because they drove around a yellow car, so they gave him the nickname Pac-Man.
Yeah, his girlfriend was hot. Yeah.
Fuck you, Pac-Man. Fuck you, because she got caught cheating. She got caught cheating. Talking about, fuck you, Pac-Man.
Oh, man. WrestleMania 34 tagline next year going to be, do the right thing. Don't get a boom in the damn title.
That was just on last week on Showtime.
Do the right thing.
They got their one suggestion in the chat room. The thing is, the movie came out in the 60s. The show debuted in the 80s in the heat of the night.
Oh, yeah.
What, hey. Did y'all say Bad Boy?
No, man. We didn't say that.
Did y'all say That's Bad Boy?
No. We were doing 80s.
No.
No.
The Sean Penn Bad Boys.
Oh, no. We didn't.
Oh. In the heat of the night. I'm done. Sunday in the heat of the night. Go bring that back. Sunday in the heat of the night, damn it. Need another wrestling show on Sunday nights. Bring it back.
Too fun.
Damn wow, right. Fun. That's my tagline for WrestleMania.
Oh, just running scared.
Oh, come on.
That could be NXT.
NXT running scared. Running scared. Shout out to Greg Rines with that Jerry Curl in that movie.
Yeah, that movie was great, man. Love that movie.
WWF coming to America.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw presents Creepshow.
Creepshow.
Good call.
First one with Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Naked Gun.
Oh, there you go, the Naked Gun. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
You could do Airplane.
I think.
That was in the 80s. Hot Shots was in the first one was in the 80s.
WWF presents
Major League
Days of Thunder.
Major League would be a
good one. No, that came out in the 90s though, didn't it?
Days
of Thunder, I thought it was 89.
I thought the first Major League
came
out.
No, he's talking Major League.
I think the first one came out in the late 80s.
You have no huevos.
Oh, RoboCop. WWE RoboCop.
RoboCop.
They had to have Sting
say RoboCop. We already crossed that bridge one time.
Hey, he says Sting, damn it.
Capital Combat.
Capital Combat.
Capital Combat.
We don't want to relive that.
We damn sure don't. We damn sure don't. WWE, lean on me. Damn it, there it is. Right.
Stand
there.
By me.
And then that'll be SmackDown. So
Stand Rawls by me.
Will be lean on me, and then SmackDown.
Lean on me was 90s, wasn't it?
No, lean on me was 80s.
Like 89. I'm catching them at the tail end.
You got to have Robert Guillaume as a guest GM.
Oh, God.
We talking about movies starring Morgan Freeman. What about Street Smarts?
That could be NXT.
Kill the Vibe. You got the name. Vince is using classics, like Great Balls of Fire.
Wait, Street Smart ain't a classic movie?
Not, oh, I got it. WWE Purple Reigns.
Purple Reigns.
You know what?
Yes, somebody Doom. Put that yes. on
Facebook one day.
They don't have the drops. Yes.
Done. I remember that crap.
Someone's got to put Roman on that motorcycle.
Yep.
All right, let my Photoshop people, man. Yeah,
get to work. It probably won't be long before they have him come down to the ring on a motorcycle.
It'll happen.
Purple Reigns.
He took everything else from the Undertaker. That's next. American Badass Reigns.
The purple badass. The purple people leader.
the purple badass.
Purple Reigns. Genius, oh, Doom. Genius.
He get his own pay per view like his cousin. Rock head, rock bottom.
Purple Reigns. Yes.
And I can see that promo now. And now, Castorol.
GTX.
Be the Al Sassoon.
Dearly beloved, this is my yard.
Presents WWF Purple Reigns. And you can just hear the pyro going up. Oh, man.
The new Revolution's playing on the stage behind them.
That's right. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, the
Morris
Flight.
Day in the Time.
They all come back for that pay-per-view.
Morris Vince Day in the Time. Yeah.
I'm sold.
Already got the wet hair. He just got to jerry curl it up.
Yep.
I love it. Doom, I love it. I love it.
That's genius, Doom. That's genius.
Book it for September.
Did Spinal Tap come out in the 80s?
Yes, it did.
Yes it sure did.
This is the Spinal
Tap. Oh, man. Spinal Tap? Really?
That's SmackDown.
That would be SmackDown.
Oh, I got it. Weird Science.
Weird Science. There you go. That's
I was going to say that earlier. This goddamn Purple Reigns, we might need to get Vince on board because he did rock bottom already. So, I think he might like that one. Oh, man.
Purple Reigns.
I think he might be able to sell Vince on that Purple Reigns. You got to do it from damn Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass.
That's right.
No, you got to do it from Minnesota, man. It's the hometown of Prince.
Oh. Yeah, do it in Minneapolis. You can do it at the Target Center.
You got to do it in the Twin Cities, man. Represent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but since WWE doesn't seem to be going to the big buildings anymore, we'll go to the St. Paul Civic Center. We'll go.
There you go.
We'll just keep it
I just want to hit you with a Superman punch.
Purple Reigns. Purple
Reigns. Oh, my God. Oh, that's too funny. Well, let's wrap it up here real quick. Because we could go on till 6 o'clock in the morning, listen off the movie. Because at some point, we'll get into TV shows and '90s movies, and '70s movies and things like that.
Look, when it's a screw job finish, you got to do WWE presents Saved by the Bell.
Oh God!
When I wake up in the morning, I almost want to match. And I think I'm going to win the title on time.
All right, they're going to retain the title.
Well,
oh,
when
man.
They go to the video and take a second look, I'm up the alley because I got the belt and I'm gone. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
Oh,
that's
man.
The damn Kevin Owens, baby.
I think we gotta make that intro and you know, put in all the players in those squares, you know, that – you know,
all the
wrestlers will put in Earl Hebner and all that crap. Anyways, Oh, man, if you're listening to this live, stick around, because coming up next is going to be a rebroadcast of The Shining Wizards from earlier tonight. They talked about everything that happened in the week in wrestling. They watched a lot of wrestling this week, so you definitely want to hear what they had to say, especially when they talked about Jinder Mahal and NXT TakeOver. Then, of course, on Thursday, you've got a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m., and on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live with Mr. Phil Rea and Mr. Choppy. And what are you guys going to do this week?
Actually, what pay-per-view? Oh,
we're doing In Your House, Beware of Dog.
Oh, look at that. He's doing Beware
with Vader
of Dog.
And Yokozuna.
And you know what? You know what you should do, Phil? You should do Beware of the Dog, and in the middle of the show, pull the plug. That way you come back 2 days later and finish the show. To make it authentic.
Oh, yeah, come back on Sunday. We'll come back on Sunday.
You come back on Sunday and finish the show. Then on Sunday, you get a brand new episode of the What Are You Reading comic book show with the Silver One himself, Surfer. He's going to talk about the movies. He's going to talk about the comic books. He's going to talk about a lot of crap that's on his mind. Then on Monday, it's the Sports Report with William Morgan live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. Then next Tuesday, the Shining Wizards will be back here 7 p.m. live right here on Rant AM Radio. And hopefully by next Tuesday, we'll be back here at 9 p.m. with our drops and our sound bites and all that shit that we used to hit and play on the air that we missed so dearly. Good Lord. You know, because I spent 2 hours today trying to get the audio to work, and I got it to work. I just can't play the drops. Now I just need my drops out of the old computer. I got the little apparatus being delivered tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be able to pull everything off. Anyways, any final thoughts from the gallery, from the
And I just want to say, in November, when we cover that great WWE pay-per-view known as Scarface, I think Phil going to be doing the coverage on that one.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, he's going to try his best to use his Cuban accent.
That's okay.
Much like Pacino did.
And we're gonna see if we can find Manny and have him chime in.
Let me tell you something.
Omar Suarez.
Oh my God.
Omar Suarez.
Omar's a stoolie.
That's right.
Chubato.
I like that whole scene. That whole succession is so good. And then he goes back to Frank. And Frank, you want me to believe that Omar was? You bought that line.
I love, you know, if I'm like flipping through and they come on, that movie on, and they get to that part, I ain't turning it.
Nah,
that damn,
not.
My friend recognized your
he
friend.
He goes, you stole your deal with Sosa, he tells him.
He goes, I stole my deal.
My associate recognized your friend. Going through trash in New York, Tony.
I never like him. I never trust him.
For all I know, he said
have two things in the world: my word and my ball.
No, I don't. And I don't break them for nobody.
Nobody.
No, right. He. For all
yeah,
I know,
all I know,
he had my friend Angel Fernandez set up.
But that's history.
That's history.
I'm here. He's not.
He's exactly. You want to go to war? I'm
Are
right
you
here.
Buckle, Tony.
You're a Hassa. You know what a Hassa is, Frank?
No, but I know what a Chubato is. Damn it. Anytime I walk around, I call people, you a Chubato.
And
the hell is that? They a rat.
And then that damn cop, the one that was trying to grease Tony, you know.
Oh, the judge from Ghostbusters, too?
He was like...
He got promoted.
Be you know what? Next month I'm taking me and my wife to London. I'm taking my wife to London. She's never been. So make sure you throw out a couple of first class tickets, will you? And he just gets up and leaves.
Why don't you get two tickets to the resurrection, he tells him when he shoots him.
But that was right before he shoots him unexpectedly, and the guy put on that damn face, and he throws his legs up in the air, and he goes, you can't shoot a cop. He already did, you dipshit. What is that going to change?
I like when he goes, "You too, Mel. You fucked up too."
No, the line of the night is, "My lawyer gonna have you sit to Alaska." So dress
warm. With Saddlebum, he goes, "I got a lawyer. He's so good.
He's so good.
But tomorrow to be working in Alaska, so dress warm." He tells him. Genius.
Oh, man. Genius. I'm sorry, WWE. You got to do that.
Present Paul Scarface.
Orange, yeah. Brian De Palma.
Hey,
in November, we got to do Scarface.
Hey,
man.
Hey, what about Ernie?
Hey, Ernie, you want a job?
You want a job?
Sure, Tony.
Okay, you start tomorrow.
What the hell is Ernie gonna say? No.
and it was 20 minutes before the movie, he goes, "Hey, Ernie, bad job you're doing," or something like that.
Oh my God, the Scarface coming in November. Coming in November.
I don't know, man. Yep. That's Stephen Bauer. I got to tell you, for being a real Cuban born in Cuba, he had a lousy Cuban accent.
Who, Manny?
Manny. Rocky Echevarria? Yeah.
Yo, I got stuck watching this show called Wise Guys, and Manny Ass was on there. I was like, what the hell?
What, the series show, Wise Guys with Ken Wolf?
Wise Guys, yeah.
That was a good show.
I never got into it. I sat down and watched it. I was like, this is some good shit.
My mom got damp in the pants for that dude, man. She made me watch that show all the time.
Oh, the Italian dude with the big hat?
Yeah, Ken Wall. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ken Wall.
My mom had a crush on him. Ken Wall. Yeah, man.
And shout out to everybody, CW, bringing Dynasty back.
Wait a minute. I think that the thing that we're missing here is that Phil just said, "My mom got damp in the pants." So
no, I tried to speed past that because I didn't want to think about Ms. Red getting damp fans.
She would call her girlfriends during the show. You watching it? You watching it? You want to get no damp in the pants, you know?
For wise guys,
you watching it? You watching it? Every like Tuesday night, you watching it?
There
was only one TV in the house, man. I had a fucking fight for the remote, so I was stuck watching it.
That show along the same lines like Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah, same time. Fucking Remington Steel, all those shows.
Hey, Hunter. Don't forget about Spencer for Hire.
Spencer for Hire with the man Hawk. Yep. Love that show.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you, if y'all don't got this station called Decade,
that's a good one. That's a good station.
It is and you brought up Hunter.
Yeah.
I forgot to do the name, but Sporty James. I saw me some Sporty James. I almost fell out. I was like, that damn Garrett Moore. What the hell?
As you can tell, Tony C's making good use of his convalescence.
Yes, he is.
Man, I'm catching up. Yes, he is. All this good television. Y'all don't even know. Catching up on all my stories, as the ladies say. I didn't know that the British chick was still alive on General Hospital. She's been alive since the damn 80s. Still up there. Damn. Let me tell you. Let me stop before I get myself in trouble. All right.
With that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room.
I got to get ready to watch General Hospital tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And
can I just say one thing, too? If anybody... don't watch that show, Cheetahs. That is a great freaking show.
They still come on? They have new episodes?
Oh, yeah.
So if they knew, they knew to me.
Oh.
They got a lot of
them. Cheetahs is one of those shows you can get hooked on it.
Damn right, I am.
Saturday nights, man, I come home, hit the VCR and watch the Cheetahs episode. Oh, one of my favorite ones. This gay guy's cheating, and so the cameras go rush up to run up the guy who's with another guy, right? And while they're doing that, they try to pick up a third guy, and the cops ended up arresting them. And then they had to wait for them to get out of jail before they confronted them.
Surfer, you said you used your VCR.
I was going to say that.
This was back in the day.
How do you still get tapes for that?
They still
sell tapes. Back in the, you know, this was back in the day, I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you something, Phil.
I just let that slide.
I'm not talking about now.
I'm talking about back in the day when I was hooked on it.
I gotta tell you something, though. I still walk the store. You know, like I go to CVS or something, and you go in like the stationery aisle. And you see, they still sell Blake.
Still Blake videos.
Blake videos.
Yeah, because you can still buy VCRs.
And Blake.
They're like $10 a piece, those things.
Yeah,
now.
And Blake cassette tapes. And I'm thinking, who the hell is buying a Maxwell high definition cassette tape?
Hey, man.
Yo, Craig, can I buy you a VCR? I got some tape right quick.
Exactly.
I'm going to give me a VCR with a latch on the top of that song, bitch. That's what I want.
You got to realize there's a lot of old people who don't get with the times, and they stick with the technology.
Don't we know?
Surfer, I'm not knocking your hustle, man. I know you got that top loader, Betamax.
No, I don't.
Hey, man, what's wrong with the top loader? That was
nothing. I had a Panasonic one.
I want a laser disc player. Let me tell you, when that damn middle school teacher used to roll that laser disc player out, I was fascinated by that damn thing. Like, damn.
That's a damn frisbee.
It
mean.
What the hell are we about to watch?
I people swear by Laserdisc. I don't know why.
Hey, listen. I was fascinated by Laserdisc.
They were the size of like 12-inch records, man. My Uncle Stanley had one. I watched. The first one we got was the Muppet movie.
The Great Muppet Caper?
And the Great Muppet Caper, yeah. Yep, and Superman, the first one.
Hey, Phil, bring me that Great Muppet Caper laser disc out of there.
You got it, Uncle Stanley.
Oh, Tony C, did you see the one where they rolled up on the guy who was having an orgy and he had a goat at the party?
Oh, I ain't caught that one, but I just wanted to say, that damn cheetah, boy.
It's funny, the woman, she's at this orgy, and the guy at the door doesn't realize what's going on. He just sees cameras and says, just come on in. And so they rush the party and everything. And it's like, dude just had like a goat in the middle of the floor. Like they were doing some kind of having a sex act with it. And then he started flipping out at the guy who was running up on his woman. You know, he's arguing with his woman. And the guy who's having the party, he runs in the room and gets a weapon and threatens to shoot everybody if they don't get out of his house.
Listen, when I get my settlement, I'm going to get me a laser disc player and a film projector. And I'm going to have me a good ass time. Have a damn middle school throwback party. That's it.
You got to make sure you watch Zach Morris
cell phone. Get an 8mm or a 16mm?
16mm.
No, 16, yeah. Eight is a little more your speed, Surfer. You got a couple of years on us.
So,
yo, when that film projector rolled in, you knew what time it was. Finna get some good sleep.
So
I ain't watching a damn thing.
With that, we leave you with the following notes from today's episode. Phil's mom gets wet looking at Stephen Bauer.
Wise guy.
And Surfer still fires up his VCR. So
top loader represents.
Top loader.
I think that's Phil. That's going to be your next T-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Top loader representing.
That's it.
Oh man, Jesus! All right, guys.
Shout out Rotary phones.
That's right.
That's right.
The big old yellow phone on the wall. All right, guys. We'll talk to everybody later.
You got mail.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Later.